The 15 members of the United Nations Security Council have warned Israel not to expel Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. The council scheduled a public debate for Monday on developments in the Middle East. The Security Council met in emergency session behind closed doors Friday to discuss a resolution sponsored by Arab and non-aligned nations criticizing Israel. The council president, British Ambassador Emir Jones-Parry, emerged from the meeting saying the resolution had not been formally introduced, pending discussions in Geneva and other world capitals over the next 2 days. Even so, the ambassador said the entire council membership had agreed to warn Israel against its decision in principle to expel Mr. Arafat.
Council members expressed the view that the removal of Mr. Arafat would be unhelpful and should not be implemented.
Ambassador Jones-Parry said that although the resolution had not been tabled, a number of Security Council members were ready to support it. The draft resolution would demand that Israel refrain from any act of deportation and to withdraw any threat to Mr. Arafat's safety. In a statement issued Friday, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan noted an increasingly grim trend of development in the Middle East. He urged both sides to live up to their responsibilities under what is known as the Roadmap for Peace. Mr. Annan is in Geneva this weekend for talks on Iraq with foreign ministers of the 5 permanent Security Council members. But the Middle East is also likely to be a topic of discussion. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, the United Nations.